Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the most important, intriguing, and actionable stories in marketing, media, and tech. I'm glad you're tuning in today, because the last 24 hours have delivered some significant moves and innovations that could shape your strategies and spark your imagination. Let's dive right in. First up, a major development in the world of streaming and multicultural marketing. Televisa Univision and Roku have teamed up to launch a new connected TV advertising solution, specifically designed to reach Hispanic audiences in the US. This isn't just about more ad inventory, it's about smarter, culturally relevant targeting. Powered by Roku Data Cloud and the Televisa Univision Household Graph, this solution allows advertisers to reach Hispanic viewers across all content endpoints, with precise targeting and measurement. Televisa Univision will even be the exclusive reseller of Roku Media's Spanish language inventory, making it easier for brands to access this valuable segment. What's especially interesting is the approach to language. Their research found that 85% of Hispanics are comfortable seeing Spanish language ads while watching English language content. With 93% of Hispanic households already using connected TV, this partnership is a game changer for brands that want to grow. Because, as Dan Reese from Televisa Univision points out, you simply can't win in today's market without connecting authentically with this audience. And as Roku's Dylan Moorhead adds, the real power is in combining high-fidelity, privacy-compliant data with a nuanced understanding of cultural influence and growth potential. This partnership is set to redefine how advertisers engage with one of the most dynamic and influential consumer segments in the US. That story comes from Adweek. Next, let's talk about a bold move from Disney in the world of AI and content creation. According to Adweek, Disney has announced a $1 billion investment in OpenAI and will license its iconic characters for Sora, OpenAI's short-form video platform. This three-year deal will see some Sora-generated videos featuring Disney characters debut on Disney Plus as early as 2026. But it goes deeper than just content. Disney and OpenAI are teaming up to create new products, tools, and experiences, including deploying ChatGPT into Disney's workforce. This isn't just about keeping up with AI trends. It's about fundamentally reimagining how storytelling, fan engagement, and even internal operations can be transformed by generative AI. The fact that Disney is willing to put its most valuable IP into the hands of AI video creators speaks volumes about where the industry is headed. Expect to see fan-inspired videos, new interactive experiences, and a whole new wave of creativity coming to the Disney universe. Now, let's shift gears to the world of publishing, where Fortune magazine has just seen a dramatic shake-up at the top. As reported by Adweek, Fortune's CEO Anastasia Nirokovskaya has abruptly exited after just 20 months, ending a tenure marked by deep internal tensions and missed revenue targets. According to sources familiar with the situation, Nirokovskaya struggled with a governance structure that left her with limited authority, and her departure followed months of mounting pressure as the company shed staff and failed to regain momentum post-spin-out. Central to the turmoil was a clash with Victor Pang, a lawyer representing Fortune's owner, Thai billionaire Chachival Jeyaravanan. This episode highlights the challenges facing legacy publishers trying to reinvent themselves in a rapidly changing media landscape, where internal politics, financial pressures, and the need for digital transformation can make or break leadership. Unfortunately, two other articles from Campaign Live about Richard Morris leaving Omnicom Media and Francis Ralston Good launching an advisory with ex-Essence MediaCom colleagues didn't provide any substantive details beyond their headlines, so we'll focus on the three stories that really moved the needle today. That's a wrap for today's brief. Whether you're thinking about multicultural targeting, the future of AI-powered storytelling, or the ever-changing dynamics of media leadership, today's stories are a reminder that innovation, data, and adaptability are more crucial than ever. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow for more insights to keep you ahead of the curve.